Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, tonight, thank you for your kindness and your mercy. Thank you for again bringing us together. I pray you speak to us. You open our eyes. Affect our lives. Let us not leave your presence the same as we came. As much as we think we have just come to church, I know your presence is here. Let that supernatural presence affect somebody tonight. May next year, by the grace of God, meet us changed and affected in a dramatic way that we will not even know where and how it started from. Thank you for your power, your might tonight. In Jesus' name, and somebody said, wow, put your hands together for the Lord and you may please be seated. Hallelujah. We are excited to be here tonight. Christmas is in the air. Shania, isn't it? Christmas is in the air. I'm sure you are busy cleaning and cooking and Shamar and cobwebbing and Entem, are you cleaning? You got your meat for pepper pot already? Already clean. Wow. It must be like Entem. He's clean already. So there's nothing, you know, in his way when it comes to coming to church and all of that. Hallelujah. Oh, I said hallelujah. All right. I see some interesting faces these days. Young people. I don't know where they're coming from. You're welcome. Your life will never be the same again. This is the church where we make people into preachers. So you're welcome into the field of preaching. Are you with me? Timothy, how? Is it working? You getting 50,000? The police, you get some? Tax free. But tight, no free. You gotta pay tight. Hallelujah. All right. I want to just share something with you. I'm going to continue on Christmas Day. My message is entitled Christmas for a Few. Christmas for a Few. All right. Christmas for a Few. Yeah. Christmas for a Few. Christmas for a few. Turn to the person sitting next to you. Christmas for a few. As the person, do you understand what the pastor is trying to say? No, they said no. Okay, tell them that they're going to understand just now. Christmas for a few. Yeah, no, you must want to be a few that Christmas is for. Christmas for a few. Now, I think even for the introduction is to help you understand that Christmas really is for a few people. Yeah. Christmas is for a few people. If you look at the whole thing from the Bible. It's only a few people who really enjoyed Christmas, what we now call Christmas. It was never something that everybody knew about, everybody celebrated. When Christmas started about a year and a half before Christmas Day. You see, so once you see a lot of people moving back and forth, you should understand that is not Christmas. It cannot be Christmas. Well, the Christmas, one of the characteristics of Christmas is that Christmas is only for a few people. Yeah, so what you see around and what many of us are caught up into, it's not Christmas. I don't know what it is. It's not Christmas at all. It's confusion. Yeah, it's confusion. You see, John, the Apostle John, when he wrote his letter, the first John, he explained what the world in three steps gives you. This world that we live in only offers you three things. Number one, the lust of the eyes. Number two, the lust of the flesh. And number three, the pride of life. That's what the world, everything in the world is structured into these three categories. It's either something that will please your eyesight, or something that you'd want to do, you want to have, or something that will make you feel good around here. The pride of life. That's what the world, the Bible says that is what the world has to offer. The lust of the eyes. The lust of the flesh. And the pride of life. And that's what is going on at this time. This is not Christmas. I said, this is not Christmas. And I'm going to continue the same message on Christmas morning. This is not Christmas. And you must come. Because it's only a few people who enjoy Christmas. Yeah, you must decide to be part of the few who are actually into Christmas. Yeah. I tell you, something has changed. Yeah. That's why it's good that the Grinch stole Christmas. Yeah, because the type of Christmas that we is not what people were trying to portray it as. So I agree with the Grinch. Yeah. Luke chapter 1. I said Christmas for a few. Yeah. When you look at God and look at how God does his things, it's God. Always the things of God, really, only a few people really get hold of it. The Bible says that wide is the gate and broad is a road that leads to destruction. Many people walk on that road. But the Bible says that small is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And only a few people. You find only a few people on that road. The things about God is such that you will be strange if you are going to follow and walk with God. You will be strange. Tamika, you will be strange. If you are not strange in following God, it means that you are not on that narrow road. And it means that you are not actually following God. Yeah. When Elijah stood on Mount Carmel, it was him alone against 950 agents of the devil. Baal and Ashtera. And he killed all of them because he was the only one who was trying to tell them about the Most High God. Everybody else was talking about something that they call God. Christmas has the same characteristics. Christmas is only for a few. Luke chapter 1, the Bible says, for as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses. He says, and ministers of the word. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed. Don't you want to know the certainty of the things that thou hast been instructed? There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias. This is the beginning of Christmas. Of the course of Abia. And his wife was the daughter of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. Watch this. There was a time where people would go to church. The people were worshiping outside without at the time. They were praying. People praying without at the time of incense. It means that people were not inside. You see, Christmas is about to start. A lot of people were outside. And Zacharias was the only one inside burning his incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord. This is Christmas. Christmas without you seeing angels is not Christmas. Oh, please. Christmas tree? The fairy lights? What else do they have? Pepper pot, and there's nothing like Christmas about it. Yeah. Maybe you can put an angel on the top there. When we talk about Christmas, we are talking about having encounters with angels. How many of you have had an encounter with an angel at Christmas time? The encounter you've had is black cake encounter. My encounter with black cake. Yeah. Yeah, pepper pots, blinds and cleaning of house and painting of house encounter. That is the only encounter you can experience at Christmas. Only a few experience Christmas. You understand where we're coming from? There appeared unto him an angel, sweetie, of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayers is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth, what's going to happen to her? And shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. John. Is that also? John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and he shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel. Hey! I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and I am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. They don't know that he was enjoying Christmas. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. For he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And it came to pass, as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, "The Lord has disgraced me." He said, "The Lord has dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men." Christmas, Zechariah is a Christmas man. You see, because what we call Christmas and what we think we are celebrating, the people who were really involved in that actual plan, just one or two people, they were the ones who celebrated everything that God wanted to do and God actually did. So Zacharias was number one. He saw an angel in the temple. The angel spoke to him about his wife going to have a child. He didn't even understand what that Christmas was. He was the main character at Christmas time. And then, as if it wasn't enough, his wife became pregnant. Second person enjoying Christmas. And she hid for 6 months. And in the 6 month, an angel again appeared to Mary. I said, that is Christmas. And Christmas is not now. Christmas started last year. Because if you calculate 9 months of pregnancy, you get it? From the day when the angel revealed himself to Zechariah, and God being so good, I'm sure the next day, Elizabeth got pregnant. It was an instant miracle. So she was, because he said, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of the Lord. When I'm talking to you, you should be careful." So let's say Elizabeth got pregnant the next day. Then she hid for 6 months. And in the 6 month, an angel. And in the 6 month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth. There were people in the city. There were people in Nazareth. But to who? To a virgin, one virgin, not 10 virgins, one virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Another person who is involved in Christmas. When you finish the Christmas story, you can count those who really experienced Christmas. That's as it will continue on Christmas Day. Christmas for a few. So 6 months announces the supernatural pregnancy to her. Let's say the moment Gabriel leaves her, she also becomes pregnant. So that means that Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant before Mary became pregnant. So if Mary also became pregnant, it means that 9 months. So let's say last year, September, and then this year, March, Mary got the news and became pregnant. That's when December came in. So Christmas started last year. So this 24th, 25th cleaning and blinds is no Christmas. I said this 24th, 25th is no Christmas. Because the real day that Jesus came out, the plan had started. Even if you want to call it, the plan had started from time immemorial. Mary saw an angel. She became pregnant. A whole lot of things happened. Joseph was not very happy about Mary. What happened? An angel again. He had a dream. Christmas is not cake and food. Christmas is a very spiritual time. That's why only a few people can celebrate Christmas and really enjoy Christmas. I pray that you'll be one of those few people who enjoy Christmas the way it must be enjoyed. Christmas was when a virgin
realized that she was pregnant for the first time. She said, I know no man. Go ahead, 28. What I said, he said, and the angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. A lady, I don't know how old Mary was, but for the first time in her life, she encounters a supernatural being. In her house alone. You think it's black cake? You think it's what? Pepper pot? It's jingle bells? Ginger beer? You think that's what it is about? That Mary was eating black cake? Mary was in her house when an angel appeared to her. Had a supernatural encounter. Saw a being that he had never seen before. What have you seen ever in your life? When she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. And cast in her mind, what manner of salutation this should be? You're in your house and then somebody just appears there and greets you. And says, here we greet good night. It's good night. If it's good night, they greet. What is this thing about? Thou art favored, highly favored. What is this kind? What kind of salutation is this? And the angel said unto her, don't worry. For you have found favor with God. What do you mean, favor with God? Joseph just told me he wants to marry me. I mean, that's the favor I am enjoying. What is this thing about God? What favor are you receiving at Christmas time? And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great. Where's Stacy? Stacy here? Did an angel appear to you? That you shall have a daughter. And she will be great.
I'm waiting.
You're waiting. That is Christmas. Where you get messages from God. Where you get promises from God. Where God introduces his plan and includes you and surrounds you with the plan of God for... A few people know what Christmas is. A few people celebrate Christmas. Christmas for a few. If we understand what Christmas really is for us Christians, you will not be out there. Finding favor. You see, as we go through Christmas according to the Bible, you must find what really you need for Christmas and pray about it and ask God for it. That's what you need. Every year, pepper pot. Every year, black cake. It can't be Christmas. It can't be something that God is inside. It can't be. Every time people were saying that one egg is $50 or something. Because they have it raised people's salaries. Is that what Christmas is about? It's eggs that are hatching into what? Baby Jesus. Yeah. Like when you buy the egg, then Jesus comes out of the egg. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. This is somebody's Christmas. This is somebody's Christmas. This person is trying to, she's struggling to deal with God's plan for her life. Christmas, the son, it's like you're going to have a child and the child is going to be the Son of the Highest. This is somebody's, the person is so, she doesn't understand. This is Christmas. I pray that this Christmas you'll be pregnant with some wild dreams. I said, I pray that this Christmas you'll bring forth wild dreams. Wild manifestations this Christmas. Because what came down in Christmas was a great gift. May you also release something this Christmas. I said, may you also release into this world, into the church, into your life, into your home, something magnificent, something supernatural. That is Christmas. That is Christmas. That's what Mary did. What are you doing at Christmas? And that is real Christmas. That's real Christmas. That's real Christmas. Christmas for a few. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. I wonder if Mary even knew that Joseph was connected to David.
Brother Sherwin, think about it. This is what is it? A young girl sees a very huge. I mean, Gabriel wasn't a small one, no.
When if you see Gabriel, you black out. And then he comes with heavy words in his mouth. Young girl.
This is what we are dealing with. This is all these lights that we are talking about. We are dealing with such a heavy mandate. Heavy message.
Oh, Christmas tree. Oh.
And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. Where was the house of Jacob? Where was the house? And of his kingdom there shall be no end.
Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be?
I understand what you're telling me. Seeing I know not even a man.
I know Joseph, but we don't know each other. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall over. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. The Holy Ghost comes upon people at Christmas time. We should do anointing service on Christmas Sunday. Christmas Day. That's what Christmas is about.
And the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Not Joseph. Not Joseph Jr.
And then he says, behold, I know somebody else who is also going to enjoy Christmas like you are enjoying Christmas. Elizabeth. She's part of this Christmas thing we are talking about. Zechariah, Elizabeth, you and Joseph.
Few. The Christmas were few. Do you think that the people in that's why when they went to the inn looking for a room, that's why they didn't get a space. Because who knew what was going on? Who knew? Who knew what was going on? If they knew that the child coming out was the Son of the Most High God, if they knew that Christmas had come, that we wouldn't have that thing of Mary didn't have any space, so she had to give birth in a manger.
And that's what is happening. People are all over. Even I hear 24th is Eid Barak or something. Eid something. Muslim holiday. They are bringing it close. They are bringing it close.
I think this is the first time in my life I'm experiencing something like that.
You wait. One day they will say 25th is the day they are going to have. You sit down. You wait and see. You wait and see. Yeah. I was when I was away, I was listening to a speech by the FBI director. He was kind of giving an explanation about the San Bernardino attacks. The Muslim girl and the Muslim boy who went into this community center and shot people using this black SUV, San Bernardino. And he was explaining what they have to deal with now in terms of terrorism. I mean, it's like in those days, Osama bin Laden is somewhere. He's training some people and he releases them to come to America to come and do things. No, it's not like that. He says that now even ISIS, they don't have control of the people that they are using. Because anybody just snaps like that and then they just go and shoot. They don't have control. It's like the thing has become like a virus. And he's saying that, and that is what the FBI has to deal with now. So it's not a simple thing. It's not like you can stop it. It happens before you know that it has happened.
Because in somebody's bedroom, there's some Twitter message, some Facebook something, some WhatsApp message. It's what is making a person take a gun and all of that. How can you detect something like that? And he said something that that's why I'm looking for the speech again. I want to play it to some of you to listen. The director said that there are two things that ISIS is doing. He said, they are either attracting people to come to train them so that they can do what they want them to do, or kill where you are. There are two things they are focusing on now. You either are attracted to come to Syria to be with them and fight with them, and then maybe later you go, or kill where you are. So I was thinking about church, and I'm saying that, you see, if FBI and all these people, they are revolving, there's an evolution, they are changing, they are transforming, things are changing. Why do we always want to do crusade before people come to the church? Why don't we also say every church member a preacher in your house? You wait, 2016, I'm bringing that, you see, you wait and see. Everybody will be a preacher. Why should we just select a few people and say, you go somewhere? That strategy, it cannot work for all the time. Preach where you are. Do a home sale wherever you are. At your workplace, at your school. Sunday, just bring them. Everybody will be a home sale leader. 2016. A year. Everybody will be a preacher. Kill where you are. Kill where you are. All they want is that you have to kill. So why should you come all the way to Syria, go through all the security and immigration, and then come for how many years of training, and then now go back? They want to kill people. By that time, I mean, they want to kill, and they want to kill now. Even if you kill 20 now, it's okay. Because they say the thing has changed when they took over these planes and they hit World Trade Center. That big hit. They've stopped doing those things. Yeah, just stop three people. Kill where you are. And in 2016, you and I are going to preach wherever we are. I said, we are going to have church wherever we are. We are not going to wait to come here before we have church. We are not going to wait until we select some people before we must come up with an evolving strategy where people will preach wherever they are. Otherwise, we cannot win the souls. By the time we recruit the people, we train them through home cell leader training, and then we find a place for them, people are dead and gone to hell already. That's why the church is not growing. That's why churches are stuck, because the system that churches used to use to bring people into the church, those systems are no more. Crusade. Who does crusade now? And if you don't do crusade, what else would you do? Christians don't talk to people on the street and say, come to church. It is us who have adopted this by force kind of thing that is helping the church, people come to Christ. But how long are you going to force people and bring them to church? Pay taxi and pay bus all the time like that. How long? We have to change our strategy. I said, we have to change our strategy. Yeah, that FBI director speech. I didn't get a chance to listen to the whole thing. It was very revealing. Very, very, very revealing. Because you can easily have somebody, your neighbor, who is a terrorist and you don't know. So we must also have, your neighbor is a pastor and you don't also even know. Your neighbor is somebody who also is saving souls and you don't even also know. We must come to that kind of stage. Because there's no time. There's no time at all. We are not waiting for a big hit. Have a land, build a church, have people to come. No, there's no time. Yeah. Souls are parting into eternity. What do you think? Yeah. So Gabriel announced Elizabeth's case also. She said she's also one of those who is celebrating Christmas. He said that cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the 6th month with her. And so 6 months interval. John the Baptist is about what? 1 year, 6 months, and then 9 months. That's about what? 1.5 years older than Jesus? Yeah. 6 months older? Because 6 months... She was 6 months. That 3 months. That's 6 months. Oh, 6 months older. Hey, you are the mathematician. I forgot. Hey, Charlie, there are mathematicians around. Professors around. 6 months older. And he said, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Be it unto me according to your word, according to your promises, I can stand secure." This is where it came from. Be it unto me. I don't understand, but please, you let it happen. And the angel departed from her. Listen to what happened. Christmas. And Mary arose in those days. You see, all this that is going on, Mary's mother is not aware. Mary's father is not aware. Christmas is not... Mary is enjoying Christmas. So that God has actually singled out a few people to bring Christmas into reality. And others were walking by, people, in fact, the people who were even in the church with Zechariah, they said, "Oh, he must have seen a vision." They didn't know what had happened. You can be in a church and you don't even understand Christmas. That's why many people don't come to church during Christmas season. Because how do you wait for your house to be dirty until December before you clean your house? What kind of human being are you? I didn't know you were such a dirty church member like that. You can afford fridge at this time, but you can't afford to pay your tithe. You can't pay tithe. Yeah, you can afford to buy a fridge. Yeah. So Mary went to Judah, the city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. I'm closing. He says, "And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby in her womb leaped." John the Baptist began to shake in the mother's womb. Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. You see, you look at all these events. What about these events suggests any cake and any buying, any shopping? I mean, there were highly spiritual events taking place. Chain, like a chain reaction of spiritual events. When Mary greeted, John the Baptist said, "I salute you, sir." John the Baptist is saluting Jesus already. He said, "My boss has come to my house today." Ah. Then Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. She didn't say, "Hey Mary, please come. I have some ginger beer. Come let me drink now." She was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she began to prophesy. She began to prophesy. I said she began to prophesy. "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb." The person who is pregnant is telling somebody, her cousin, that blessed is the fruit of thy womb. It's like, hey, Christmas. "And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord," older cousin, because Elizabeth was older, she was tricked in years. Menno has paused. It has paused. No more recording. No more recording. It had paused. It stopped. Menno had stopped. Yeah. Menno halt. Old lady. And then this young girl comes to her. And then she calls the young girl the mother of my Lord. This is Christmas. This is Christmas. Timothy, this is Christmas. Where people are prophesying. Where people are spiritual. People are speaking from the spiritual realm. That's how come shepherds were just watching their flock by night. For the first time, they saw angels. The angels were so excited that they just entered into the human realm. I don't know who gave them permission to come.
But that is Christmas. That is a thing. That's what happens at this time that we are celebrating the birth of our Lord. It's highly spiritual. It's church. It's church. People must feel the church at this time. People must be coming to church. There shouldn't be a church meeting, a church gathering at this season that if you are a Christian, you miss. For what? You miss that for what? For what? And you say, Jesus is your Lord? The mother of my Lord has come to me? You should watch how you spend your money at this time. This is a time to be like the wise men. Buy a gift and present it. That is Christmas. Present it to the Lord.
We'll continue on Christmas Day. Stand to your feet. My time is up. Hallelujah.
Christmas for a few. Only a few.
Christmas for a few. If you look at it, that's how Christmas was.
Few persons. Yeah, there were a lot of wise men in those days. Only three. Or wise men or so whatever. I mean, the number was quite a few. Shepherds were watching their flocks by night. You can count the number of people who were connected. Even the innkeeper was removed. He's not worthy to be part of Christmas because he's looking for money.
He's collecting people's Guyanese dollars to
Christmas is not that. God said, "These leave them. Find somewhere. We don't have to." Because this thing here is not for everybody. It's a few. Only a few. If anybody knew that the King of Kings has been born, only a few. In fact, Herod, who was king, who knew everything in his area, didn't even know. Somebody had to come from their country to come and tell them that a big man is born in your city. Say, hey, go into the computer and pull up all the records. Well, I don't know about this one. It's because Christmas is for a few.
The birth is not supposed to be something that a lot of people will see because it's highly spiritual. Something that has been prophesied hundreds of years ago. Since Genesis, God had plans for Christmas.
And you think that everybody will know? Everybody will experience it?
No. Don't be excluded from Christmas. I said, do not be excluded from the real Christmas that God has given to us. The introduction into this world of the Son of God who came to die, save us from the chains of the devil.
Light of the world, you stepped out into darkness. You opened my eyes, let me see. And beauty that made this heart adore you, and all spend with you. And here I,
that's what we do at Christmas time.
And here I am to bow down, and here I am to say, you're my God, you're all together lovely, all together worthy, all together wonderful to me.
King of all days,
and King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above.
Somebody come and worship the King of Kings.
Holy, you came to
the earth,
you created,
and all fall of sin became poor. And here over this place, all over this auditorium. Let's declare like the wise men. Like the wise men came to Jesus as a baby. They came to bow down and to worship.
All together wonderful to me.
Light of the world, one more time.
Light of the world, you stepped out into darkness. You opened my eyes. Let me see. Did I make this heart my door and hope of a life spent with you? And here I am to worship. Here I am to bow. And here I am to sing. You're my God. You're all together lovely. All together worthy. All together wonderful to me.
I'll never know.
I'll never know.
Never know.
I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon the earth.
Never know.
I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon.
Lift up your voice, somebody. Somebody lift up your voice as we adore Jesus.
Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Christ the Lord.
For He alone is worthy.
For He alone is worthy.
Jesus alone.
He alone is worthy. For He alone is worthy.
Are you not grateful you are part of that real Christmas? That Jesus will love you and come and die for you and forgive you of your sins and come into your heart and live in your heart and be part of your life. Are you not grateful to be part of this real Christmas? You're the Son of God. Mary didn't understand it. How can Jesus live in my heart? That's Christmas. For He alone is worthy. He cries the Lord. For He alone is worthy. Jesus alone. For He alone is worthy. For He alone is worthy. You're here tonight. You don't know this Jesus. You think Christmas was just black cake and pepper pot and all the things that human beings have made Christmas look like. When Caesar Augustus called for a census and they went into Bethlehem, I mean, it was a human occasion. Something was happening at that time. The human sense, but in that human activity was a great spiritual encounter of humanity. God Himself stepped out into the darkness of this world. What a love is this. Pastor, please pray with me. I don't know Jesus. I'm not saved. I'm not born again. If I were to die right now, I'm not sure whether I'll go to heaven or hell. Please pray with me. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. This is a season where you must find and know, come to know Jesus. Pastor, my right hand is up. Please pray with me. If you're here like that, I'll pray with you. Just your right hand up high. Pastor, please pray for me. I'm not saved. I'm not born again. I want to be saved tonight. God bless you. I see that hand. Pastor, please. Every eye close. Every eye close. God bless you. I see that hand. Pastor, please. I want to be saved. Christmas. Christmas time. I want Jesus. Your right hand up high. Keep it up high. I want to pray with you. If you lift it up your hand, I saw a few gentlemen lift up. Come to me. I want to pray for you. Come. 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 Come, come, come.
Lead me to the cross.
Come, put your hands together for them as they come. God bless you. Come, come, come to Jesus.
Bring me to my knees.
Come to Jesus. Clap for them as they come. It's Christmas time. God bless you. God bless you.
Of myself, I belong to you.
Only. Sometimes it takes a particular sermon to really realize that, you know what, you thought you knew Jesus but you didn't know Him. With your eyes closed, with a humble heart, I want you to pray this prayer with me. Church, join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I have come to realize tonight that I don't know God. I don't have Jesus. And my destination was fire. But I realize that there's hope in Jesus. And therefore I confess all my sins. And I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I open my heart and I invite Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, to come into my heart, to be my Master and my Savior. With all my heart, I believe that by this simple confession, I have been saved from hell. I have Jesus in my life now. And I am assured of heaven. I am born again now. and my name is written in the book of life. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.